knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, a third straight week. How are you keeping up with your Three's Company fandom?
I'm hanging in there.
You're growing fandom. Is it happening?
Am I right to assume? I'll let you assume there.
From season one.
Compared to season one, I mean, we're going places. For sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. Season 3, episode 21, Jack Moves Out. It aired May 8th, 1979, directed by Dave Powers, written by Paul Wayne and George Burdett. After a bad day, Jack gets in a bad mood and takes a job as the live-in cook for Larry's boss, Mr. Layton. But Mrs. Layton aggressively hits on Jack. What did you think of Jack Moves Out?
This was my first real taste of Larry.
Really? Oh, right. Okay, sure.
This was my first real taste of Larry. And I will say, full disclosure here, I had a bit of a revelation because I've been consuming these episodes. And I think I addressed this in some of the earlier podcasts I did. Well, doing other things, but also I want to come relatively prepared to sort of talk about major plot points and things that I notice. So to keep it fresh in my mind, I'll often have a pen and paper or my phone, and I'm jotting things down. And I realized during season 3, episode 21, that I was maybe, I don't know, half watching them. Because I've got the sound on, obviously, but I'm taking breaks to write things down, and I'm typing out what Chrissy, some stupid quip that Chrissy made, and then 30 seconds go by, maybe I missed stuff. So going into this episode, I was let me approach this in a different way, because I've been going into it this one way every single time, and it's just given me nothing but misery. I mean, I don't know if that's just the show, probably just the show, but I'm maybe if I consume this in a different way. And let me tell you that I have had a bit of a revelation. Watched the episode. I didn't look at anything else. I just watched the episode. And I think I don't know if it's maybe this episode or something, but I enjoyed it more than I normally enjoy the episodes, because I think I took my analytical mind out of it and didn't really think about it. Right. And I just watched.
Yeah.
These
you got to.
I just watched them fall over each other and makes, I found myself laughing out loud a lot more than I have in the past.
Well, there's been episodes which you weren't on this podcast for that featured Larry way more prominently.
Right, correct.
And in this one, he wasn't very prominently featured other than being a device that
this is
his boss.
Yeah, we almost didn't need him. But prior to this, I had seen him in the Blue Movie, which was
amazing episode.
Which was one of the better ones that I've seen. And then when we first met him as a car salesman.
Yeah. So if this is your third time
this is probably the first time that there's been extended interaction
he's
between.
He's definitely been developed, and he's definitely been featured as, actually, there's been one episode where he was the main focus as well.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, you missed that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. People know who Larry is.
So I can see, honestly, just with this little taste here, I can see the appeal. He seems a stand-up good friend kind of guy, right? Is he?
Yes and no. Okay. I mean, he always throws Jack under the bus, but yeah, they're friends.
Right.
Apparently, he's the best friend of Jack's.
Sure.
But, there's a few things about this episode that...
don't make sense? Yes.
No, that are... Absolutely. I mean, yes, the door-to-door salesman made zero sense.
Can we talk about how the Larry's boss has enough money to have a private live-in chef? Is that a thing?
I don't think that's a thing. He owns a used car lot.
Yeah.
Isn't that a money-making...
Did I miss my calling?
I think we all did.
Oh, God. Okay.
But that is actually, a live-in chef.
Yeah.
And,
And I also think the title of the episode, Jack Moves Out, is a bit of a misnomer. Like, he got into a bit, like, he got into a spat with his roommates and left, like, literally all of his belongings there for one night.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes no sense. And then Chrissy and Janet are planning the future without him, and he's gone, right?
Yeah.
As if he's, like, been away or, like, you know, moved to their side of the world. That was a bit ridiculous.
No, I know. And he's in the same clothes.
I think that's what I was laughing at. I was like, what is this? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it is a bit ridiculous, but they had to get to the point where what they basically wanted is the scene where she hits on him.
Right.
And that's the funny part. That was the payoff, chasing him around the table. Yeah. Because in a way, up until this point, you know, the whole series has been, like you mentioned a couple of weeks back, that it's just a bunch of creepy leches who are, and yep, it's all the men.
It's all the guys.
So finally the tables have turned and we have a woman aggressively chasing Jack because he's always the kind of the lovable, creepy guy on the show with Larry, right? But this episode is notable for a couple of things. And
Okay,
let's go down the line here. Mr. Layton, let's start with Mr. Layton, because Mr. Layton shows up again in the series.
As Mr. Layton?
Spoiler alert, as a different character.
Okay, they do this a lot.
This character ended up on 11 episodes of the series. So he becomes a big character later on in the show. But here, he's dropped in as this one-time only Mr. Layton.
Yeah.
Mrs. Layton, you know, she, again, another supporting character who has a resume of the regular roll call of 70s shows, you know, but she also ended up doing quite a few shows on Mad About You.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was a regular character on Mad About You.
Okay.
Cynthia Harris was her name. But the cop in the episode.
The cop at the end.
Who wanted to arrest Jack.
Yeah.
That guy is John Larroquette. And John Larroquette was one of the most popular television actors on NBC in the 80s. I'd say mid to late 80s on Night Court. He played a lawyer. And Dan Fielding. And so John Larroquette is a big deal for, you know, television fans. He even had his own John Larroquette show for 3 seasons.
Oh, wow.
So he was on The Practice, Boston Legal, as like real recurring characters, CSI New York and The Librarians. So this is one of his first roles, but he became a very famous actor.
Very cool.
So that's pretty notable.
Okay.
But really the most notable thing is Mr. Layton. And that is Jordan Charney. And if you're listening to this and you're going, hey, wait a minute, I saw the whole show. Well, Jordan Charney was also Mr. Angelino. And anybody in Three's Company world knows who Mr. Angelino did. But he was Mr. Layton first on the series. So that's just a notable
thing. Fascinating.
But, I mean, I loved the part where she bites the chicken, man.
The chicken.
That stuff was awesome. And the foot play under the table.
Well, okay, how old would you have been when you watched this episode?
I was young.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But were you of the mindset where that spoke to you and your sort of like young hormonal self?
No, I wasn't that old.
Oh, that, okay.
But I knew that this is something that people do.
Right.
So I got it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay.
But I wasn't like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I guess that's what, you know, grown-ups do.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's get to the pratfalls and and, you know, John making fun of people.
Right.
Or Jack.
Yeah.
But no, that's about it.
But I think you're sort of like that scene was what they wanted to get to. But like it seemed like this is where we want to go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everything around it was just like, let's slap it together, because why would they be it's his birthday. It's Mr. Layton's birthday.
Yeah, it's
why is he eating at the table with the cook, the dine-in or the living cook?
Thing. Jack sits at the head of the table
eating with them.
But at the head of the table. Jack's at the head of the table. It isn't even Mr. Layton in his own home on his birthday.
So I mean, it was kind of weird.
No, it was super weird.
Yeah.
But they just had to get to the, I think that was the, you know, the big payoff scene.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it paid off. I mean, I was did you it
wasn't
not
the
like?
It wasn't the best episode. Okay. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But we meet, you know, Mr. Layton.
Right.
John Larroquette's in it. So, you know, watching it nowadays, you're just, after, you know, the show's passed, you're like, yeah, this is kind of cool that way. But when you would have watched it back then, super lame show.
Wow.
Super lame episode.
Really?
Well, what was the door-to-door salesman doing there? He was just a device to push the story forward, but nothing of real significance.
Oh, man.
So throwaway. Like, they could have worked on this a little better. But I will say this.
Yes.
So last week, the episode 20, where the Ropers kind of buy sell the building.
Yeah.
That aired on March 13. The next episode, this episode, Jack Moves Out, aired May 8th, 2 months after that last episode. So what I have a feeling what was going on was the writers were stretched out and out of, like, they couldn't really concentrate on a good. So we see this story thrown together.
Yeah.
Because there's a 2 month gap of, I think, them just setting up the spinoff Roper's show. That could be a good reason why this episode, Jack Moves Out, is so weak.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So give him a break.
Well.